Get away.
29A1, Chaf Tes Siman Aleph, Halacha Gimel at the Mishnah.
Da 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 da. Here's Morty.
That goes before he makes the announcement.
Yeah, yeah. Hikdisha isas anshel gilgoa. So if she's makdish, she, of course, is the Elashin Nekeva, the woman who's making the chal. She's makdish her isa before she rolled it into a dough. So in other words, she's being makdish it while it's in the flour state. I'll even go as far to say that she's being makdish it in the flour and water state, which is what you'll be madaik from this Mishnah.
Well, that's what we had the other day.
Right, well. Over here, we're saying, if as long as she's makdish it before she makes it into a dough, and then, uftiyasa, and she, what is the name? She redeemed it immediately. Don't worry, this is not permanent. She redeemed it.
You can sit in my seat.
It's okay. We should have told you.
Well, Johnson was away.
Yeah.
What?
Also, you were late, so right. If you're late, you lose your seat. So if she was makdish it, but when it was before it was made into a dough, and then she redeemed it immediately before she made it into a dough, chayeves, subsequently when she makes it a dough, what's the din? She's chayev and chala, because at the time that it became chayev and chala, it was chulin. Misha gilgala, if it was after she completed making it into dough, she was makdish it uftos, and then she was pardet, chayeves, it's still subject to challah then as well. In other words, if she made it into a dough and had not been mafresh to challah yet, then she made it hektish and then redeemed it, also not going to be, it's not going to help her. She's still going to be chayiv. But then the last case is the middle case.
So if she's taking challah from that dough, that means hektish is going to be missing those parts. Does she have to add more to it?
What hektish? What are you talking? Which case? What's the case? Which
case?
The case I just said was, she made it into a dough,
right.
Then she was makdish it, and then she redeemed it immediately,
right.
And then she's mafresh challah from it.
Yeah.
So what are you asking?
Oh,
is
there no more
hektish?
Yeah.
No, she was part of it. She was
part of
it.
It was still
hektish? Okay, let's go to the next case. If she was makdish, hold on a second, let me get that. Hiktishasa achal gilgula. If she was makdish it before she made it into a dough, the Gilgala HaGizbar, and then in the Rishus of Hektish, it became a dough, and then V'acha Kapdiyos, and then she redeems it, so Ptura, then it'll be Patrum Chala, Shavashas Mevasa, Hoysa Ptura, because at the time it became Chayiv in Chala, which is at the time it becomes a dough, that's when what? That's when it was Hektish, and therefore it is exempt.
So, but when she redeemed it from Hektish, in this case, she had to pay, right? To redeem it.
Every case of pinyon requires paying. But the question is it going to be a patur? The fact that it was in the hektish at the time, at any point in time, does it make it patur from it's hektish
in the future? Another, after she was pited, does that? Do you have a new chiyuv of challah?
Yeah, I mean, not a new chiyuv. Once she takes off hektish, once she takes off challah, it's patur. It's like any chulin.
Is there such a thing as
hektish in chal
or no? I mean,
hektish is not chayav in chal because it says reishis ariso seichem below shall hektish. So if hektish makes it into a challah, there's no chiyav into an isa.
Well, if the gilgul was in her, she was then she's makdish it. So now it's chayav in chal as a hektish. Is that possible?
No.
Even if it already was chayav, meaning even if it was gilgul b'shas in her shes.
Oh, you mean, is hektish going to have to take chala off if she's not poded? That's your question.
Yeah, I think there's a thing here.
I don't know. That's the case that we didn't talk about. Where she is not poded. If she, you know, he's asking a good question. So if you make it into a dough, and then before she takes off the chala, she's makdish it, and then she's not poded, so whose obligation is to take
it?
So is hektish obligated to take chala? Probably, yeah. Because it became chayav and hektish, it became chayav and chal before it became hektish. So the hetter of voracious ariso seichem wouldn't apply. I would say, yeah, that hektish would have to take chala. That's what my guess would be. Anybody want to take a different guess?
Yeah,
the opposite.
Me.
You don't agree?
No.
You think that once she's makdish, but it says klar that if she's...
That you can take chala from the time that the water hits the dough.
But you're not chayav to take.
No. I'm talking about where she made it into a dough.
Right.
Don't forget about
it.
And then she was magdishet after it was chayav in challah. So now, what happens? In her shus of hegdish, she never was poded. What is it then?
It's her issue, not hegdish's.
Yeah. It's not hers. She doesn't own it anymore. She doesn't have any more issue.
So it's hegdish. No,
but she lost the opportunity to do the mitzvah.
She lost the opportunity, but what we have over here, we have one case. If she's pulled it back from Hekdesh, she's trying to do it.
Right.
That we have Klar.
Right.
What if she's not pulled it?
What's Hekdesh going to
do? Hekdesh doesn't have the chiyuv. I would say Hekdesh does not.
Why not? Why not?
Because Hekdesh,
what happened to it? It is in a state of Tevel at the time it came into the Rishos of Hekdesh. Hekdesh cannot eat it. Anybody that eats his chayiv meets him via shemayim. It's a big problem. It's no different than if you had tefuah, which you had done me ruach on. It became chayiv and trumas and maestros. And then you went ahead and you were makdish the tefuah.
So hegdish is chayiv.
Hegdish would have to take off the trumas and maestros, of course.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm saying of course, but I don't know for sure.
Here it says, in this last case, the dough was hegdish at the time that its kneading was completed. So that makes it chayiv in challah for sure, correct? Everybody agree with that?
What did you say? In which case?
Where the dough was hektish at the time its kneading was completed.
Okay, there it became chayv and challah while it was in Rishus Hektish. There you're for sure, Potter.
Yeah. So when the challah obligation normally takes place, since the dough state of hektish prevented it from becoming subject to challah at that point, the dough remains exempt even after it is redeemed.
We all agree to that.
That's right. Okay, we'll leave that on the table as a question. Okay, Kiyotzibar, we have a similar, very similar, it's a duplicate case. Hamakdash Peyroi Samachal of all the minus maestros. It's the same thing we just talked about. If I went ahead and was Makdash my crops before they arrived at the tithing stage, Ufudoyon, and you redeemed them, also before they reached the stage, Chayov Nechayev, once they reached the tithing stage. So here, this tithing stage, you have to remember, the Gemara is going to talk about this, but there are really two tithing stages.
Shlish,
one is Shlish, and one is Miruach. What's the difference between Shlish and Miruach? After it reaches the stage of Shlish, if you want to, you could take off Maestras, because it's Higiel Oinas HaMaestras. But you don't have to at that point. You can go ahead and eat it Derech Arai if you want to. But if you do Miruach, you no longer can eat it Derech Arai, right? So over here, when it says, it's not really clear here. The Mishnah doesn't say Higia Lo'oinas Maestros. What's it referring to? Is it referring to the third stage, or is it referring to the Miruach stage? The Gemara is going to talk about it. Okay, Mishavu Lo'oinas Maestros Ufdo'on. Once it reached the stage, and then you went ahead, you were pointed at Hayom. So the remaining subject. Higdishu Nachshel Nigmaru. If you were makdish them before they were nigmar, Gemara and Hagizmar. And now the Gizmar goes ahead and he does the Miruach, let's say, right? And then he was redeeming them. So Pturim, their Potter, Shabashaske Vasnahi Pturim, because at the time of the Chova, at the time of the Miruach, it was Potter, right?
It would seem to be a parallel case to the Chova.
Yeah. The problem is, you know, when you look at Chala, when you look at this Mishnah, let me put it this way. Challah has also is a parallel to tefuah, right? You have tefuah before it hits shlish; it's not chayiv in anything, right? Challah, if you have water and flour, you have to mix it together; it's not chayiv in anything.
It's not.
Let me even before you put the water. Let me put that flour stage; not chayiv in anything, right? Then it gets shlish, so it's higil. I got some answers. You add water to the flour. We said if you want to, you could take challah at that point. Right? That's the same thing as shlish. Yeah. Hits me ruach, you're chayiv to take. You can't eat from it at all. By challah, if you finish making it into a dough, it becomes gilgula. Then it becomes chayiv in challah, and you cannot eat it at all. Right? While it's in the water flour state, you can eat it. It's not aser al tevel. Right. If you were makdish, you could. You
can't reshus chiyuv. Those are the three stages.
Right. Okay. But here's a difference. Here's a big difference. by tefua, if you went ahead and you were makdish it before it hit shlish, and then it hit shlish in Rishus Hekdash, and then you were podayed, it's potter from Trumas and Maisvus. By chala, if you were makdish it when it was in the flour, and then they added water to it in Rishus Hekdash, and then you were podayed, chayev and chala. The Mishnah only exempts the case of Gilgala, because the Mishnah says Gilgala. Why is there this distinction? That is the question of the Mishnah.
Because it doesn't satisfy the word Arisosech.
So you want to tie that's not called Arisosech. I mean, Rabbi Eichon disagreed with you. He said that once you put the water in, it's already, you're able to take because it's already called Vaishas Arisosech. That's what he said in the Gemara. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but not 100% sure I hear what you're saying. Okay. Anyway, that is the question. That's what that all the Mepharshim deal with. Chaim Knievsky deals with it. The Achiezer deals with it, and Shaul chose Yerdeya, and it's a big shtumel in the Mepharshim. Anyway, it's mentioned. I'll tell you where it's mentioned over here. I saw it in the Hebrew. Let me just bring up the Hebrew because it's easier for me to find it. Hold on 1 second. Where is this? I thought I saw it. In the Hebrew, it's footnote 15. Footnote 15 in the Hebrew.
What's that mean?
So let's see here. Yeah, and it's 15 in... It's 15, or is it 17 in the English? I'm not sure. Yeah, it's footnote 15 in the brackets. The Achronim discuss why this exemption does not apply to a dough that was in the domain of Hekdash at the beginning of the kneading process when the water is added to the flour, considering that challah separated after adding water is valid after the fact. And he doesn't actually deal with it as much as he does. The Hebrew gives it much more face time than the English. Okay.
The Hebrew?
The Hebrew set of art scroll I'm talking about.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Well, what words is it going on?
Number 15.
Yeah. What are the words in the Mishnah?
The Mishnah. I'm telling you, 15 in the English is where it is. So it's Shubshas Chovasa Haisapaturo. So that's where the brackets in footnote 15 talk about it. Okay, let's go on. Gemara, let's see here. There's redundancy in the Sakta Peya. It says the same exact thing. Lomatanisa trains in. So why does this Mishnah record the same thing twice, once in Peah, once here? So my answer is Rav Huna, Rav Chiya, Rav Shuv ben Levi, Rav Shem, Rav Doya, Achas Lemiruach, Achas Lishlish. This is what I just told you before. That there's one Mishnah is telling me that if it became Hekdesh...
And the Halacha is the same or different?
It's the same, exactly the same. One is talking about with Miruach, that is to say, if I was Makdish before the Miruach, and then the Miruach took place during Hekdesh, then it is Potter. And one is talking about where I was Makdish before Shlish, it grew to the shlish and the shlish hekdash, and then I was part of it, that it's potter because of the hekdash in both cases. In other words, in order to be chayiv, you have to have it for shlish hedget, both shlish and miruach. It has to be in shlish hedget. Okay? That's what it says over here. No, I'm not talking about chala. I'm talking about Masechta Peah says this, the halacha of our Mishnah from Paris. So the question was, why does it repeat it twice? This is the answer, Miruach and Shlish. Okay, that's only Nogia Peirus.
The Peirus is not talking about Meruach and Shlish.
No, one, it says, one is telling me a Chiddush of Meruach, one is telling me a Chiddush of Shlish. That's why it's repeated. Which Mishnah refers to which? That's the next piece of Gemara. Now we're on Omid Beis, Chav Tassimah Beis. Rabbi Yosiyon, Rabbi Chavraya, Chavraya Armin, Achas the Meruach, Achas the Shlish, they said the same answer. And now, Rabbi Mefarish, Rabbi says, explains it. L'chala l'miruach. If we wanted to pick which one is miruach and which one is shlish, we'll say b'sech l'chala, that'll be the miruach case. And upeya, that Mishnah is telling me the shlish case. Right? And why is that so? Why did he pick that way? So in footnote 1, he explains it. See, is there a Gemara full day? We can do it in Hebrew. Yeah, let's learn the Pei Maisha. Let's do it that way. So let's see the third line of the Pei Maisha. Bechala. Yehud, if you want a Pei Maisha, I have it here. Yeah. Bechala b'masnisin dechala ayri betlushin. Ubohen holchen achar hamiruach. In Masech Dechala, we're talking about it is, you know, it's been picked already. It's flour. So we go after miruach. Umasnisin the Pei of the holchem. Myri b'chil chubarim by payos talking about where it's still attached to the ground. Ubahen b'shlish tell you also there, but while it's still attached to the ground, it's totally in shlish, right? In other words, we're in payos as a chiyuv b'chalal is a chiyuv while it's attached. With time of the hosam money telling bereisha the hach kiyotzi by hikdisha isos atchul gilgulok upadosu chayyav esukumo bereisha naiber tolish. So since it's we want to say this is just like the Reish of our Mishnah, and in the Reish of our Mishnah is talking about Chala, which of course Gilgul is the Sof Malacha, the final Malacha of working with flour is making it into a dough. So that stage is the equivalent stage of Miruach by the Peiros. Hachanami b'Seifa b'Maknesh Peiros Klushin Mari b'Gemar Malacha v'Machinu Miruach Tayyim Moso. Okay, so that's basically, he's just basically saying if you wanted to pick one, this is how we would line it up. I don't think there's any big difference. I mean, if you had a svara to say one is one and one is the other, it doesn't really make a difference. But okay, fine. Now the Gemara says another thing. Now, we're saying that once it attains one-third of development while it's in the reshus of Hekdesh, it will become potter from Isis. That's like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva Amar, Achar Shlish Arishon Ad Mahalach. You go after the first Shlish. Now, what is it talking about? This Balgan. It quotes the Machlokis over here. It's a price here. Soda Shevi or Shlish, Lifnei Goy. Let's suppose I have a Goy, he owns a field, and what happens? The Tvua grows in the Goy's field one-third, right? And then he sells it to a Jew, right? L'kochli Yisrael. Yisrael buys it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Hatei Sefes Potter. Whatever grows afterwards is Potter because the first third grew in the Rishus of the guy, in which it was a Rishus HaPotter from Maestris, and therefore, it doesn't go back. And the Chachamim say, no, Hatei Sefes Chayev, that what grows afterwards is Chayev. It's very interesting that such a Shita, I didn't realize it. And so if it grows another two-thirds, according to the Chachamim, two-thirds of it would be chayiv in Trumas and Maisers.
It's really interesting because those two-thirds, what is that, stalk? I mean, how do you figure that out?
It's mixed, So the Gemara asks, my kadon. So what's the outcome? And he translates it, what's the outcome of the matter? What's the maskona over here? You're going to tell me that the Mishnah in Peah is only Rabbi Kiva's. Rabbi Kiva's a minority. You're going to say the whole Mishnah over there is only coming out like Rabbi Kiva? So Moshe says Tiftor, Yoke Rabbi Kiva Machlokes. So you could say either it's coming out of Rabbi Kiva and it's a Machlokes, and he's arguing with the Chachamim. So that is to say that if they're discussing a case where after I redeemed the field from Hektish, I let it continue to grow, so and I still say that you're Potter, so if that's the case, then that clearly is like Rabbi Kiva and is against the Chachamim. Or, I have another way out. There is a case where there's no machlokas. If it grew a third, Rishus hektish. And then I redeemed it, and then I cut it immediately. It never grew at all in my rishos. Turns out it only grew rishos hektish. So then there's no machlokas. Even the chachamim are going to agree with Rabbi Kiva. So that way we make everything shtem kuliyama. So that's all the Gemara is doing, making it so that Mishnah does not come out like only like Rabbi Kiva. We'll just say it's a heichet timso. This is a heichet timso. Right during the Gemara.
So, yeah. There was no added growth in the yid's possession.
Correct.
So what happened? Nothing? Nothing has to be done?
No, he's potter completely. Okay. Halacha dalet. Pasuk says, Ari so safe. And tells me it's only your dough, not a non-Jew's dough. So Nachish Nasal Yisrael Yisrael HaSisloi, a non-Jew gave flour to a Jew to make dough for him, to make dough for the non-Jew, to a Menach Chala. So the dough is exempt from Chala. Even though a Yid made the Chala, doesn't matter. The son of Lamatona, if a non-Jew gave the gift to the Jew of what? Of dough. He gave him dough, or he gave him flour and water, whatever. Let's see what he gave him. So Anshelo Gilgal, if he gave the Jew the completed, he gave it before he completed mixing it. Ah, it's before he finished mixing it. So then the Jew finished the mixing. So Chayavas is going to obviously be Chayav and Chala because it became Chayav and Chala at the time it was owned by the Jew. Umisha Gilgal, if he gave him finished dough, right? The Goy gave the Yisrael finished dough. Ptura, then it'll be exempt. Makes perfect sense, right? It's exactly parallel to the cases we had before. Now let's go a little more complicated. Now I'm making a dough with a guy. It says here you're doing it with as a partnership. He's my partner, okay. Right? So we own a bakery, b'shutfas, right? And we're both making a nice big dough, right? So now what's the deal here?
In a shutfas, both of them own all of it.
Presumably, yeah.
Right. It's not like you own 50%, I own 50%.
Well, we're 50-50 partners.
But
Ishansi's raising a very interesting point here. He's saying, what is pshat in shutfas? Pshat in shutfas is that we both own everything together. Is that how you learn shutfas?
Doesn't sound like it from what the Mishnah says.
Let's see what the Mishnah says.
If he has a shear, it wouldn't make a difference because the goy owns it, every piece of it. So it's not like that.
Let's see what the Mishnah says. He's ahead of us. Dov is already ahead of us. So Mishnah says, "Hoysalo." You say he had a dough. Im nasasat shalon iskayer. If I'm sorry, I skipped a piece. I skipped. Sorry, my hand fell down. If the Yisrael doesn't have the shir chala, that means that I own one kav. And you, the guy, own another kav. So together we own a shear total, which is chayav and kala. But individually, I don't own a shear, which is chayav and kala. So that's what it says. Ptur minach chala, your patur minach chala. Which the mashmos of the Mishnah is like Dov says. But if I owned two kavim and you own two kavim, then I'd be chayav, it sounds like, for the Mishnah. Right? So that's a big question. That's what they ask. 17. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. So the brackets, it says, Mishnah implies if the Jewish owned portion is sufficient, then it is subject. So the Rash questions, how are you supposed to fulfill the obligation? This is a practical question. Any dough that will be removed from the dough to be challah will be owned by the non-Jew. May be owned by the non-Jew, right? So he says the answer is because he holds yesh bila. That means to say that when it comes to a mixture such as dough, we say that there is what's called equal distribution throughout the mixture, perfectly distributed.
So you take a double shear, so and you know that half of it is in it.
No, not double shear.
Well, why not?
Hold on a second. I'm gonna take 1/24 of the whole thing. Let me think a second about this.
Right.
Well, let's take an example, okay? I have 24 kavim. Let's make it more complicated. I'm the Jew. I own 24 kavim, and the guy owns 24 kapit. So if I were to take out 1/24 of the mixture, I would be taking out 1/24, which would include in the hafrasha. You're right. It would. That's right. So I can't. The guy's chelik could also be in that 1/24. So I have to take 2/24. You're right. So you're saying the double portion is.
Don't bakers take 48?
If it's okay. Professional. You're right, right.
He's not a professional.
What?
Why can't you make up the case? The guy did chalukah already. What? You split it with the guy. I'm saying. You can't, whatever.
You mean if I split the dough in half?
No longer a partnership.
You mean if I split the dough in half? Yeah, I mean, we're talking about their partners. Yeah.
Braver doesn't come in?
No, there's no braver over here. There's no braver. First of all, it's your Isa. Oh, I mean, it's not. It could be straw on it. But this isn't a Shiloh braver here. It we're partners in it. I'm not being mavar of my chelik of the partnership. The whole I'm not being mavar of our partnership. There's Yesh. That's
he's,
anyway. That's what he says over here.
That's his darm. Two ships and one asked the other guy to walk in. That's braver.
No? That's the case of braver because at the time at the time there at the time of the shtamshus and the karkats and this barer that this is my chelik. That's a little different. Okay. So he answers, we consider the dough to consist of a Jewish owned part and non Jewish owned blended together. Yesh Biva, the portion taken as challah, is at least partly Jewish owned. It is this part that actually becomes the challah. This is sufficient. Oh, wait a second. And he says another technique, which I forgot about. This is sufficient even if it is very little, because we say challah, it has no shir deraisa, right? So therefore, in a case of a shutfas, he allows it to be. I'm not sure whether this is what the din is over here about. The exact share, I'm not sure about. Anyway, that's the separate issue. That wasn't what I was looking for. I was looking. The part I was talking to you about was something else. Yeah, it's on the bottom of 17. But he doesn't speak about it. Okay, let's go on. I don't want to get too hung up about this. Okay, next. So again, if you are a partner with a guy, it says if there's not enough shear in the part of the Yisrael, you're partner from Chala, which we said is mashma that if there was enough, you would be chayv from Chala. And let's go on. Gershon is Gayer, Hoysala Esau. So let's suppose you convert to Judaism and you had made a dough while you were a guy. Goyish a dough. And that's his Achelon, this guy, or if it was made completely, that is to say, it was completely mixed before he became a ger, Potter, you're Potter because at the time of the what? At the time of the Gilgal, he was a guy, right? We call the time of the making of the dough Gilgal. Okay? Mishan is Gayer, and if he made the dough after he converted Chayiv Yechayva in the Challah, the Imsafek, and if he's uncertain, he doesn't know when he made it, he doesn't know, did he make it before he became a guy, a Ger, or after he became a Ger? So Chayiv is Chayiv. I mean, obviously, you would say what? Safek Deraisa Luchumra. And even, they speak out, even Bezman Azeb that we hold, what? That it's Drabbanon. I want to read you the Lashon HaRambam. Very interesting Lashon HaRambam. This is in Perek, what? It's Hilchos Bikurim, right? Remember, the Hilchos Challah is in Hilchos Bikurim. It's in...
8, 9.
Let's see what it says. Here it is. It's in Perek Ches Halacha Tes. Listen to this lashon. You ready? That's what you said. Let me see if anybody's on. Is anybody online? Nobody's online. And if nobody's online,
we're all here.
No one's online. I'm closing down the session. Forget it.
We're not shuffling.
I'm not keeping my battery on for nobody. No show. Too bad. Okay, so the Rambam says like this: Gershon is Gayer, v'Hoysala Esau, Iskagua, Achlan Iskaira is Ptura, Mishan Iskaya Chayevas. Now, listen to this. Ve'im Sofek, Chayevas Bechala, Lefi Shehu Avoin Misa. Oh. That's not Misa from the Rambam.
That's Sofek Dereisa.
Rambam doesn't say because it's Sofek Dereisa Lachomer. Rambam says Lefi Shehu Avoin Misa. So what's make the Rambam? So it could be that the Rambam means that Rav Chaim writes this off as being, no, he doesn't mean it, he does not. Okay, but if you're going to take the Rambam literally, which I was taught to always take the Rambam literally.
It's not worth the risk.
It's not worth the risk. What he means to say is, what he means to say, listen to this. Bizman hazeh, that halas drabonon, would you say sofek drabonon lakula?
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
That's what you would say.
Oh.
And the Rambam therefore says, because it's Avon Misa in its pure state, so the Rabbanu were machmer here, that you won't say something to Rabbanu Lakula.
Are there other examples where we do this?
Well, there must be other. By the way, he's jumping to other examples. Let's just first focus on here.
Through. I want to know if it follows through. That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Okay? That's what I want to know.
You got it. We'll have to do a search to see if there's any other example like this.
Yes.
Joey, I'll refer you to the Chazon Ish, who has a long essay about this topic, if you really are interested.
I'd love to go with you.
Sure, anytime.
So I could sleep and you could learn it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wake myself up.
You woke me up, that's for sure. I'm scared. Rav Chaim also says that he has a Zalwashan. He says that it's Ikoro D'Oraisa. That sometimes when something is Ikoro D'Oraisa, you won't say the Sofek D'Rabbanan Lakula all the time. The rule of Sofek D'Rabbanan Lakula is not a universal rule. Sofek D'Rabbanan Lakula, if it's a pure D'Rabbanan, yeah, yes. But if it's based on a D'oraisa and there's an extension, which is D'Rabbanan, it could be that you go Sofek D'Rabbanan Lachomer in that case. That's Rav Chaim's general rule.
Especially if there's a
Chiyah Misa. Yeah. Okay, let's go on. So that's the Sofek case. Interesting case. And then the last statement is, Ein Chayavan Ala Chaimish. You're not Chayav HaChaimish. What's the pshat? You're not Chayav HaChaimish.
There's no Knas.
So you ate it b'shogeg. Normally, if you eat it b'shogeg, you have to pay the iker and a chomesh for kapara, right? So we're saying that since it's a sofek, so in a case of a sofek, there's no chomesh.
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
Why would that be? I don't know.
That's a lot. It says it in 21.
What's the chaveiro of haraya?
Karen, is that like a sofek?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say what's the chamel rai on that?
Look at the Rasilio.
What? Rasilio answer? Zarha oichla b'shogeg the hasafik he. Hamid Maman Office Kaso. Yeah, but what about the Iker?
The Iker you chayev.
Why are you chayev on the Iker? I'm not understanding that.
He's kapar. Chayev is kapar.
Why don't you say Moshe Chavav Haraya on the part that you did eat? What is it? What's the reason for that?
Because the
Karen
is the
kapara,
not the...
What?
The Karen.
No,
the
Karen's not the
kapara.
Yes.
The
Chomesh
is...
A...
Yeah.
Is that what he says?
Is that what he says? Is Kiva Iger, Mishnah Rishona, Mari Dalgazi, Tosfos Ksubas.
He says the same Moshe that the only five... Well, it says actually the Mara Folda also... Ein chayav la chomesh. Let's look at the marafoda. Zor ha'echla, avol ha'ker mashalim. The tashlumei truma kaparinu. Hilchach mafresh tashlumin umachaper misafek umaychra l'kain. There it is. Umaychra l'kain. You're right. You don't have to give it to the Kohen.
You
have to be mafresh it. And then you can sell it to the Kohen, because as far as the Mominus is concerned, it's in a state of suffix on what's going on. Right. Okay.
Last paragraph on the page in number 21. The principle of it must be separated.
Yeah, it goes to the next page, that footnote. Okay, next. Now we're on Daf Lamed. I'm going to switch the read the last statement in the Mishnah on top of Lamed Omen Aleph before we switch the recording. That what? You go after the formation of the crust in the oven, right? That is to say, like Ramar Fulda says, the Savar Bekiva, in Gemar Malachta Shalchala, Ad Sheyakrimu Pnei HaPas B'Tanor. It has to turn brown. Zuhi Onos L'Chala, that's what's considered. Hilkach in Neskar, Koidim Krimas HaPas Chaya Esbechala. So therefore he holds that if you became a ger before it baked, so you're going to still be Chaya B'Chala.